This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but it could be a day, a week, a month that brings us closer to an extraordinarily dangerous confrontation, a dangerous confrontation with an almost nuclear power, the Islamic Republic, so-called, of Iran. Two oil tankers have been seized by Iran, and they have been spotted off the coast of one of the country's key port cities on the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Satellite images show the Advantage Suite and the Niovi tankers anchored near a naval base south of the city of Bandar Abbas in Iran's Hormozgan province. What is going on, and how close are we to the State of Israel taking action to defend itself against a country that has pledged to see to Israel's elimination and annihilation? That's a question to ask Ilan Berman. He's just returned from the Middle East. He was 2 weeks in Israel. He is Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C., a frequent guest on the show, I'm proud to say. He's an expert on regional security in the Middle East, Central Asia, and the Russian Federation. He has been consulted with the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, as well as the U.S. Departments of State and Defense. Ilan, first of all, what is the story with these tankers? And secondly, are we really dramatically closer to a potential military confrontation with Iran?
those are big questions. Let me see if I can answer them. So the tanker, sort of the seizures, right, two tankers in less than a week, is part of a larger pattern. What we're increasingly seeing is that Iran is out of the box. Iran is emboldened. Iran is making fairly significant military moves in the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf, but that's not the only place where Iran is sort of stepping up its activities. So Microsoft last week released a big study that they did of Iranian cyber activity over the last year, and what they noted was that Iran was increasingly active in cyberspace and is carrying out influence operations trying to destabilize Israeli society, trying to destabilize societies in countries in the Persian Gulf. So the aggregate picture that emerges is that, you know, what you had was a regime that was, at least for momentarily, on its back foot because of the protests that had broken out are still going on since last September over the hijab, the female headscarf, and the restrictions that the regime had imposed on women in the Islamic Republic. But as those protests go on and on, as the regime successfully weathers round after round of protests, they're getting bolder. They're figuring out that they can stand and they can weather the domestic instability. And as a result, they're beginning to stretch strategically in the region. And so this is what we're seeing. And the tanker seizures, the cyber activity, and frankly, growing Israeli worries are a function of that.
Well, right now, of course, there's a great deal of political turmoil in Israel over potential judicial reform, Supreme Court reform. And what you say in your most recent piece, which we're posting at our website, people can read it at michaelmedved.com. Title of the piece is Israel's Deepening Iran Dilemma. The optimal scenario, at least as seen from Jerusalem, you write, is for the United States to give Israel the advanced military capabilities it needs to set back Iran's nuclear enterprise. We're not talking about the kind of massive armament or rearmament that is involved with Ukraine. This would be more specialized, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Now, we're talking about, for example, in-air refueling for fighter jets. the sort of the type of advanced ordnance in terms of bombs that Israel needs to target hardened, distributed nuclear facilities and sort of get underground and get at them. But
the point is,
I'm here. Can you hear me, Michael?
Hello,
Michael. Michael. Hello. Okay. What you see is increasingly the Israelis are being forced to make hard choices because for a long time, Israel is a country the size of New Jersey, 9.5 million citizens. They have for a long time, been, very reluctant to take the leading role in thinking about military action against Iran. They've been hoping for a long time that the United States would solve this Iran problem. But increasingly, Iranian military nuclear advances, the maturity of the Iranian nuclear program, and frankly, the current administration's dogged pursuit of some sort of re-engagement and nuclear deal with the Islamic Republic has convinced them that there's really, if there's going to be a military option, it's going to be something that they undertake on their own. And that's why they're having this sort of this internal, really serious moment of inflection, this gut check moment about the future of their Iran policy.
I'm not sure because I'm not hearing Ilan Berman. But the Republic, Islamic Republic of Iran, has long represented the most significant strategic challenge facing Israel. Today, despite years of persistent focus as well as a range of covert initiatives to erode Iranian military and technological capabilities, that threat has grown significantly. And as he writes, as I heard on a recent fact-finding trip to the country, two things are drawing the fateful moment closer. The first is Iran's own accelerating nuclear advances. The country was recently discovered to have enriched uranium to 84% purity. The second is the bankruptcy of the current U.S. administration's approach to the threat from Iran. The Biden administration took office promising to scupper the maximum pressure policy of its predecessor and to re-engage diplomatically with Iran as a way of curtailing its regional menace. More than a year on, the White House remains committed to resuscitating the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and the West, even though Israeli experts say it is abundantly clear that for the Iranian side, this is now a dead issue. As a result, the U.S. doesn't have much of a plan B for preventing Iranian nuclearization. And this is the real problem that they're facing. Ilan, are you there? Hello, Ilan. The difficulty that we're having right now to give Israel the advanced military capabilities it needs to set back Iran's nuclear enterprise for as long as possible, but such a scenario remains remote, he writes, because of Washington's fixation with the idea that some sort of deal with Iran is still possible. And as a result, the Israeli view holds the White House isn't prepared to do what is necessary. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't? Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're back with Ilan Berman, Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C. And Ilan, we're hearing each other okay right now, aren't we?
Yeah, I could hear you before, too. But
well, good. I just, for some reason, couldn't hear you, and I'm glad if other people could. There's a question about America communicating with Israel right now, especially given the fact of very intense political division in Israel and talk of some new election being forced and the fact that the current Netanyahu government may be a little bit shaky at this point. Is there agreement on the dangers of Iran and the right way to approach Iran in spite of all of the other divisions in Israeli politics?
Right. So this is one of the very few issues, and you're right. The Israeli body politic is undergoing a very tumultuous time, not so dissimilar from sort of what we experienced not too long ago. As I always like to say, Israeli politics is American politics with a 7-second tape delay. So if you see things that look somewhat similar, it's probably because history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And so you're seeing this sort of political discord that isn't totally alien to us, right? There's a enormously acrimonious judicial reform debate inside the country. Virtually everybody in Israel agrees that the judiciary needs to be reformed in some way, but there's no trust between the left and the right. And so they're essentially fighting over the contours of what those reforms will be. But that's an issue that divides the Israeli electorate. Issues like Iran, you know, one of the very few issues that actually brings them together. And so there's a tremendous amount of continuity from government to government about what needs to happen with regard to Iran. And my sense is that that trajectory is going to continue, and that debate is intensifying in Israel against the backdrop of a U.S. administration that is, Israeli politicians really think is pursuing a failed policy of engagement with the Islamic Republic, and a sense in Israel increasingly urgently that the Iranian nuclear program is mature, it's progressing, nobody's going to stop it, and Israel's going to have to take matters into its own hands.
Well, taking matters into its own hands, as you write in your piece, and I think most people acknowledge, it would be unthinkable for Israel to take matters into their own hands without at least the cooperation or tacit approval of the United States. What would be the dangers or the main risks to America and American interests?
Right. No, that's absolutely correct. And actually, one of the really important signals that you heard over the weekend, the National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was in Saudi Arabia, and he actually sort of specifically made a point of articulating publicly that if Israel moves independently against Iran, it would have U.S. support. Right. This is an important signal. It was a signal intended to shore up the U.S.-Saudi relationship, but it was a signal also to instill confidence in policymakers in Jerusalem that the U.S. may be sort of sitting as a bystander, but the U.S. would not put any sticks in the spokes of any Israeli policy. But as I note in my piece, that is a suboptimal American response, because what the Israelis are looking at is a situation where they're not confident they can get rid of the entire Iranian nuclear program in its entirety right now. They're looking for greater capabilities. They're looking for a greater freedom of action than what they have currently. And so there are risks that are involved. There are risks involved in an Israeli military strike that only targets part of the program, only delays it partially, or only delays it temporarily. That's something that is likely to create quite a bit of tension in the region. It's something that's going to blow back on Israel in the form of asymmetric retaliation, but it's also something that could implicate U.S. interests in the region as well. And so it's something that folks in Washington are watching very closely.
What's the greatest risk of the United States just continuing to pursue reviving the Iran deal? I mean, if the Iran deal doesn't get revived, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, so the my big problem, my big complaint with the Iran deal, even in its original formulation back in 2015, was that it was a formula to force a binary choice upon the United States, because it wasn't a lasting solution to the Iranian nuclear program. It was just a sort of kicking the nuclear can down the road. And if you do that, if you don't think of plan Bs, plan Cs, if you don't empower regional deterrence, if you don't do all the hard stuff that needs to happen in order for the Iranians to be intimidated, for the Iranians to be contained, then you end up at a fork in the road, right? It's a region that's dominated by a nuclear Iran, because Iran is going to cross the nuclear threshold, or it's some sort of military confrontation in order to prevent Iran from going nuclear. And sadly, that's exactly where we're headed.
And how is that most likely to play itself out? I mean, obviously, you're talking about the edge of crisis here. Which way do we fall down being perched right now on that edge?
Well, I think we are sort of, the further we go in time, the more mature the Iranian nuclear program becomes, the more likely some sort of independent Israeli action, military action against the Iranian nuclear program becomes as well. This is, obviously, we have a stake in this. We're a huge stakeholder because we have American interests and servicemen and women in the region, but also because we, at least as far as I'm concerned, we are not an impartial party in all this, right? There's a desired outcome. It's an outcome in which the Ayatollahs do not acquire this capability at this time in this fashion. And as a result, you know, our sort of playing with the idea of negotiations, which have an infinite timeline, I think is very dangerous because it's forcing hard choices on our allies and it's creating outcomes where American interests, because of our inaction, are going to be adversely impacted, right? If you choose not to decide, you've still made a choice.
And again, the idea of using nuclear power not just against Israel, but against Saudi Arabia, against the other nations that are party to the Abraham Accords, the whole structure of what had hoped to be a more peaceful, cooperative Middle East becomes at risk. We'll post Ilan's most recent piece on Israel's deepening Iran dilemma. That's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. I hope we will be speaking to you, Ilan, in days to come on good news. Meanwhile, some bad news regarding killings in this country. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. New rules for airline accountability are being outlined today by President Biden. The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for flight delays. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs says her state is ready for the end of the COVID-era migration restriction program, Title 42, which comes to an end this Thursday.
Arizona communities will once again be responsible for managing the influx of migrants entering our southern border. The state of Arizona stands ready to assist our border communities and NGOs in any way that we can.
Even so, Hobbs does not believe the federal government is ready for the expected influx of migrants who are going to cross the border. The Republican-backed Secure the Border Act, which was introduced last week, is receiving a veto threat from President Biden. That bill is aimed at cracking down on the flow of migrants that come over the U.S.-Mexico border. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there was a brutal weekend this weekend with 25 shooting victims, four of them fatalities in Chicago. And in Texas, of course, that awful shooting at an outlet mall that took eight lives. And then another incident, which may or may not have been intentional. The driver has already been charged with manslaughter, which indicates a lack of intentionality, but plowing into a whole group of immigrants who were killed. That in Brownsville, Texas, right near the border, a border that is about to be overrun, according to all experts, by the end of Title 42, which is another sign of mishandling by the Biden administration. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas responded to the shooting at an outlet mall in a way that I'm not sure entirely adds up. This is the governor of Texas talking about the eight people who died in Allen, Texas. Clip 16.
And I'll be going up to Allen later today to begin the process of providing hope and healing. But I got to tell you that there are questions that are lingering that the families want answers to. And that is, why did this happen? Why did the government do this? How did this happen? And I know that those families need an answer as quickly as possible. And then the last thing I'll tell you, and I just want to reiterate my gratitude and the gratitude of all Texans for the swift response of that police officer. You had just a single police officer who had to confront that dangerous gunman and did the right thing by taking swift action to eliminate the gunman. And we are great for that officer's heroism.
And again, it's a great act of good fortune that he happened to be there. This is not even a police officer was called. He just happened to be in the vicinity of the mall, and he took it as his own responsibility to take the gunman, Mauricio Garcia, down. It appears that the gunman had a fairly deep involvement with white supremacist extremist organizations. He was wearing a patch on his person when he was killed that said RWDS, is meaning Right Wing Death Squad. And this provoked a far more emotional response from other political leaders in Texas. Texas State Representative Gene Wu, a Democrat, had this to say in reaction to the Allen Mall mass shooting. Clip 13.
I cry because every time I see that video, to see those pictures, I see my son. There is no safe place in America anymore. There is no church that's safe. There is no school that's safe. There's no shopping mall that's safe. There's no library that's safe. Not because of books. Not because of trans kids who want health care. But because of things that people own. Because we value things over people.
Okay, this is a line that is being used by some Democrats recently, that this is all about things over people. And the difficulty here is this kind of incident doesn't just occur in Texas. It occurs in California, where they have very intense gun laws. There are shootings literally every weekend in Chicago, where Illinois has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And the idea that so repeatedly we go through this pattern as something awful happens like this, the one thing that I think everyone can agree with, I would hope that everyone can agree with, is an individual like this with a background as a white supremacist, as a background with basically extremely sick and racist preoccupations, regardless of his own racial background, that we should take greater care to make sure that that weapons, particularly the most sophisticated and deadly weapons, don't fall into the hands of someone like that. The Texas State Senator Morgan LaMantia spoke about the other killing over the weekend, which was a driver killing at least 8 migrants by plowing into them in front of a Brownsville shelter. The current state of that investigation suggests that he had run a red light, the driver, and was not intentionally trying to mow down the people who were gathered at a bus stop in front of a Brownsville shelter. But still, the comment from State Senator Morgan LaMantia was this.
So in the state of Texas, we treat everyone's lives equally, regardless of their citizenship status. And these individuals that came across, they came across recently across the border. And this is after through over 3 months of travel through some of the most dangerous terrain and going through just very, very dangerous situations. And yet they made it to Texas. They're one of the lucky few that actually made it to our borders. And at a point where they should be able to breathe easy and be safe, we failed them as a state. We failed them and we weren't able to protect them. And they were mowed down. Their lives were taken. Their families' hopes were taken. And this is something with Title 42 ending, with the influx of more migrants coming across, more individuals coming to our state, we need to make sure we protect them at every step of the way.
Well, protection was for the people of Texas, was what Governor Abbott talked about with the new Texas Tactical Border Force to handle an expected surge of migrants. Listen, clip 17.
We are deploying today a new Texas Tactical Border Force made up of elite National Guard who are specifically trained for one thing, and that is to identify areas where illegal immigrants are trying to cross the border and to fill that gap and to repel them, to deny them access to entry into the United States. They can do it one of several ways. They can physically turn back those who are trying to cross the border illegally. Also, they were building immediate concertina wire border barriers to prevent people from coming across the border.
Okay, the mess at the border with the elimination of Title 42 is one of those reasons that the polling you will find on President Biden right now is so terribly disastrous. None of this appears to be going well. There's actually a commentary in the Wall Street Journal about the attempt to borrow President Reagan's Morning in America theme, which helped him win 49 states in 1984 in that election. Ken Kachigian, who's one of the people behind that Morning in America campaign, says it is absolutely appalling that Biden, given the state of the country right now, is trying to make use of that same optimistic theme. We will get to that controversy and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Michael Medved.
People know me.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, another news bulletin that you haven't heard as much about, not yet anyway. ABC News is reporting that a 17-year-old girl was killed, five others injured, in a drive-by shooting following a large house party in California. And I mention California not because it's the largest state, actually I believe California, being the largest state, has the largest number of murder deaths in the country. Not per capita, but total. This was early Saturday, police said. The mass shooting occurred in the parking lot of an apartment complex in Chico, California. That's 90 miles north of Sacramento. The police chief told ABC News that police responded to the scene about 3:30 a.m. They found several victims struck by gunfire. A gunman had opened fire from a vehicle into a group of people in the parking lot. The actual shooting was not random, the police chief said, adding that it's unclear whether any of the six shooting victims were specifically targeted. But is this kind of event simply the kind of thing where we should shrug? No, of course we should do more. But it's also part of the reality of why people do not believe that it's mourning in America. The increase in crime, and yes, in some cities, they actually have had improvements over the last 2 years. But generally, when you include particularly non-fatal crimes and non-violent crimes, the crime problem is a problem bigger than ever before, particularly issues like shoplifting. There are 27 major retail establishments that have left downtown San Francisco, to pick on California again, which of course is all Democratic rule. That in San Francisco, there are 27 retail establishments that have abandoned their downtown locations, where it hasn't gone. And yet you have President Biden very ineffectively trying to put together the Mourning in America campaign. And the difficulty, writes Ken Kachigian. Ken Kachigian was chief speechwriter for Ronald Reagan, and he helped to produce the Mourning in America commercials, which the Biden campaign is now trying to imitate. He writes, watching President Biden's opening announcement meaning his announcement of candidacy, and his appearance at the White House Correspondents Association dinner, I see how deep are the concerns of the Biden team as they struggle to maintain the vibrancy of his persona. Reagan pulled off jokes about his age. He was 73 in 1984. Because he was a veteran of 30 years on the speaking circuit, telling stories and teeing up one-liners. It's amazing to think about. Reagan was 9 years younger when he was running for re-election than Biden is today. And from the correspondents' awkward reactions, it's also clear that Reagan had better gag writers than Mr. Biden does. Well, the gag writers, including Ken Kachigian. One more thing, if Dutch couldn't remember the last country he visited, he would have had the whole room laughing with a story about John Wayne or Bob Hope. Mr. Biden not only couldn't remember his recent visit to Ireland, he struggled to hold the attention of an Irish 10-year-old and needed help from his adult son to work the rope line. In 1984, our pollster was obsessed about the age issue, but we had easy solutions. He's talking about the Reagan campaign. In the first place, Reagan had a winning record on which to run. When challenged, he stepped up to the plate. He campaigned vigorously with the gifts of a veteran on the stump, always at ease with an audience. The electorate knew, and if they didn't, the White House staff told them that our guy spent his weekends and vacations riding horses, cutting brush, and building fences on his California ranch. If the Biden team is going to try to mimic Ronald Reagan's 1984 campaign, a campaign that led to him, Reagan, carrying 49 of the 50 states, every single state except for Minnesota. If the Biden team is going to try to mimic Ronald Reagan's 1984 campaign, they have their work cut out. My guess is that the best they can do is fly him to Delaware, hand him a pair of Ray-Bans, and film him sitting in his Corvette. That might not work. And part of it, because there are so many issues, including, issues about the president's son, Hunter, who is meeting with attorneys, and apparently they are getting close to a conclusion of the longstanding Justice Department investigation of Hunter Biden. Stephanie Ruhle, was asked President Biden about how Hunter, even though he is not president himself, could help to bring down this presidency. This is clip 20.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Okay, he feels proud of him. There's a point that is very obvious here is that the Wall Street Journal points out that you can't say my son has done nothing wrong, not when he is under active investigation by your own Justice Department, and they have not determined that he has done nothing wrong. And clearly what President Biden is doing there is trying to influence the Department of Justice in a way that isn't appropriate. There's another question that Stephanie Ruhle asks the president, and it's a strong question. The answer, not so strong. This is clip 19.
You're talking about real practical solutions.
Absolutely.
When you reference insulin that you've come up with. Why do you think you don't get more credit for it? Why do you think your polling is where it is?
Well, I don't think people, by the way, every major one who won re-election, their polling numbers were minor now.
Put polling aside, sentiment in this country, despite all these wins, is not very good.
I think all they've heard is negative news for 3 years. Everything is negative. And I'm not being critical of the press, but you turn on the television, the only way you're going to get a hit is if there's something negative.
Okay, so it's the problem of the press, and then we have the problem of the debt ceiling, which, by the way, could sink not just the Biden administration. I think, frankly, if they don't handle the debt ceiling appropriately, I don't see how President Biden can continue his candidacy. President Biden trying to reassure all of us about his ability to work with Kevin McCarthy. Clip 21.
Is Kevin McCarthy an honest broker for you to negotiate with?
I think he's an honest man. I think he's in a position, though. He had to make a deal that was pretty, 15 votes. 15 votes that where he just about sold away everything that he... at the far, far right. There's a Republican Party and there's the MAGA Republicans. And the MAGA Republicans really have put him in a position where, in order to stay Speaker, he has to agree, he's agreed to things that maybe he believes, but are just extreme.
Given the power that they have, is there anything you believe you can get done in the next 2 years on a bipartisan basis? And if so, what?
The answer is, yes, I do, if I get a chance to get votes. They have to vote.
What is he saying exactly? And, again, we're talking about June 1st as a meaningful deadline for this debt ceiling. The level of disaster for our country if they don't take care of this is phenomenal. There are 43 Republican senators who have now indicated they were not going to pass the, quote, clean debt ceiling increase. They want some moderation, some cuts in spending. How will that happen? And what's the constitutional basis? We'll be talking about a number of constitutional issues, including the Proud Boys and Trump cases and Hunter Biden and more, with Professor John Yoo, one of the top conservative legal scholars in the country, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.